Since the first lockdown, over the board league chess has been paused for obvious reasons, pretty much throughout the world. So many players have reluctantly joined online teams. At Market Harborough Chess Club, we decided to field an online team with five players from the over the board squad. We've got two players from the first team, one from the second, one from the third, and a new player who'd never played league chess before, but turned out to be a bit of a star.
And in terms of the online playing as such, how's that working?
Well, the rules of online are the same as the rules for over the board, but the playing experience is quite different. Many traditionalists like the tension of face-to-face, you know, they like the club atmosphere and all the rest of it. But quite frankly, you know, the numbers of people across the world that are joining online to play chess now is, I mean, it's grown exponentially, chess has, thanks to online, and particularly since the first lockdown. But the differences are, you know, some people are really good at playing over the board chess, but struggle to sort of replicate that online because they, you know, they're so used to playing, you know, with physical pieces.
And, you know, where did the name come from for the new team?
Well, the new team we decided on first of all Harborough 4, but then it dawned on us actually it sounded a little bit too much like Guildford 4, so we went with Harborough Quattro. You know, Quattro is obviously four in Spanish, so yeah, Harborough Quattro it was, or is.
Yeah, no, it's a great name. And just tell us more about, you know, this achievement.
Well, we finished seventh out of 68 teams. We're not exactly world beaters, but the teams in the four Nations Chess League come from all over the UK, and actually there's quite a few from Ireland as well, hence the four Nations. And we won five from seven matches. In most cases, we were outgraded on paper, quite significantly actually in a couple of the matches. But we managed to upset the odds quite a few times. And yes, it was only Division 6, but the standard of Division 6 was really high because lots of new teams that entered the tournament had to start out in Division 6. That's why there was 68 teams. So you had near beginners to players who were borderline professional. So the average team was very, very, you know, a very strong club standard.
Yeah. Yeah, which is still, you know, a fantastic achievement. And just tell us, you know, exactly what happened on Tuesday night.
Well, if you'll forgive the football comparison, it's similar to the Sergio Aguero moment. Do you remember in 2012?
Yes.
He, with the last kick of the game, he won the league for Man City. I should put it into context. We're amateur chess players, not elite sportsmen. But anyway, before the final match on Tuesday, we were one place off promotion in Division 6. But we knew that a win would give us a really good chance of getting promoted. And, you know, the score was 1.5 games all in the final match. There are four games in a match. And we were playing a team from Cornwall. I should mention that Mike Garland, who's an avid HFM listener, who took the lead for us with a quite stunning win. But anyway, it was 1.5-all, and it went down to the last game. All the pressure was on our new player, John Redding, in that final game. But John, he's an inexperienced league chess player, was losing, and he only had 3 minutes left on his clock. His opponent was a very strong player, actually. And all the other players were watching online, were, you know, their team, our team, were all watching. But we'd written off promotion. But then somehow, John pulled off this stunning combination and forced his opponent to resign. So, I mean, you couldn't have scripted it. You know, this new player with no experience. I mean, he's a very good player, but just inexperienced, and just pulled off this great combination. We won the match, and because of that, we finished 7th out of 68 and got promoted.
That's fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. And in terms of the club and obviously online stuff at the moment, are you, you know, still looking for new players?
Well, we're always looking for new players. Yeah, I mean, we have social meetings on usually on a Thursday. It was at the Catholic Club on Coventry Road before that closed. We've now been playing at the Conservative Club on Fairfield Road. But for the online team, I mean, anyone in Harborough, you know, if they want to play face to face when lockdown's finished. You know, they can come down from seven at the Conservative Club. I must mention we're an apolitical organisation. We're not political in any way. But come down, they've always got activities and stuff like that down there, and different groups and associations meet. So that's from 7 p.m. on most Thursdays. And if they want to play online, our website's about to launch a new website, which is harbourchess.org. So they can contact us in the next few days through that site.
And will the online sort of activity continue, even, you know, fingers crossed, when the lockdown ends?
Who knows? I mean, the new season, so it'll be season three of this Four Nations Chess League, will start in the new year. But we've had such a blast, you know, we've really enjoyed it, everybody has, that we probably will continue online. And who knows what the future is of over the board chess, because as I said, lots of players have sort of migrated to online chess, and maybe it's the future. I mean, I certainly hope it's not, because I prefer over the board.
Yeah.
But maybe this is the sort of gradual, you know, evolution of the game, you know, to make it online rather than over the board.
And it seems that perhaps it's attracting a few more people that, you know, are new to the sport, but perhaps would prefer it to do it that way than over the board, you know.
Yeah, it was true. You know what? It's a truly global game. You have literally, you know, millions of players in you know, all corners of the globe that play, and that's one of the beauties online. You know, you can go on one of the big apps like chess.com or League Chess, and just, you know, you can play somebody from India, from, you know, South Africa, from Argentina, you know, just at the drop of a hat. That is one of the attractions. It's you know, and it can get quite tense. Chess is quite popular at the moment because the number one show, TV show on Netflix is the Queen's Gambit. It's you know, it's incredibly popular, like I say, and I believe it's based on the life of the former world champion American guy called Bobby Fischer. Actress has taken the lead of Bobby Fischer. I've not seen it myself, but everybody's raving about it. But anything that sort of sparks interest in the game is obviously a good thing.